can tell you how much government give us and how much we need. And in truth, in fact, it's no state secret. They have not been paid full for their January salary.
Mm-hmm.
And we scraped food to pay them December in two tranches. And then they haven't been paid for January salary. But we have made requests to the authorities for assistance. And, obviously, if the IMF give you money, they want to know how you spend it. So, if I cannot just go and manufacture figures and give them, I want to give them accurate figures. So, which are my quarterly report and my annual report. But I suppose they probably want the figures to see what's happening.
So how many staff do you have at the grotto?
We have about 12 staff, but because of the COVID thing, and then remember they had about 19 people with COVID, but they get better now. Four staff was sick, so they had to take additional staff, temporary staff. So that again helped to bring up the wage bill. But we have asked government several times to take over the grotto and run it, and in terms of the operation, the salary and stuff.
But let me ask you that. In terms of the subvention that government would normally give you, give me exactly, and in terms of what to run the grotto.
Yes. Well, the government give you an annual subvention of $65,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, on a monthly basis, they give you a $5,400 purpose allowance.
Yes.
So when you do the mathematics, it's almost like 65 plus another 60. Or they're about 125 or so, 105, is it?
Yes.
125.
Yes.
But really, the grotto net about $225,000 annually to run the operations. I must tell you that we do get donors from time to time. So we raise roughly about $25,000 ourselves. Before, it used to be more. You used to get more from different, benefactors and so on. But now, because of the hurricane and situation, COVID and all these things, they have cut down. The what we used to get in the past have dwindled tremendously. So we haven't got that kind of subvention. And remember, it's an NGO.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to do a lot to raise funds. But, again, things have not been working. We do not have a full complement of the board. And then, try to have an AGM, but we have huge drawbacks. So that is the whole thing.
So you have not...
Years as a volunteer, I'm thinking of pulling off because I retire, I should be enjoying my retirement and have to be losing sleep trying to wonder how to get money to pay staff that taking care of 40 destitute people. And then remember, persons are not paying in. One or two might come and bring a contribution to help this situation, but people are not really paying in. And a little 400 we're asking them a month. The infirmary, you have to pay them your 1500, and the other place is 3,005 a month. A little 400 we're asking people, but because they think it's grotto and it's government subsidized, people don't pay. Now and then you might find a few persons paying one or two things. But you have a little drawback. I don't want to go into the internal thing of the grotto itself, but I would be happy if the government take over the operation. So honestly,
you
put a board in place and finance it this thing fully. And I think that would work better.
You also mentioned that you have not received a treasurer's report for a long time. What is going on?
Well, I really don't want to hammer that out too much, that's exactly why Christmas I had to get some money and give them 50% of their salary, because I say many people start crying, Christmas coming, message. But it's not me, I can only pay them what I have.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God I got a donation. I think Nazi Foundation had given out 2,000, somebody else gave out 2,000, so we had 5,000. I was able to give everybody 500 for the Christmas, and we just last week paid them the other half. And they have missing their money for January.
Wow.
That's the problem. It's really tight. I'm feeling frustrated. I just came from Tongue and then I went to the grotto the day before yesterday, but the people have been calling me.
Yes.
I tell them, I can't tell them to take placards and go and put it at the financial center, but the people can. They should be able to put themselves together and look at something. It's really, you work and you can't get paid. It's really tight.
Yeah.